When I hear the voices of my ancestors, it's beautiful and it gives me flight. Good morning and a warm thank you to KNBA Radio for creating space within the morning line for South Central Foundation to share this month on topics around domestic violence awareness and action, which is nationally recognized for the month of October. South Central Foundation Family Wellness Warriors Initiative is an Alaska Native created and led movement with a goal to end domestic violence, child sexual abuse, and child neglect in the state of Alaska in this generation. Through our trainings, our people are leading the way in breaking the silence, which in turn ends cycles of harm and inspires generational healing across Alaska. I know that in my own family, three generations broke silence, and three generations healed. Waka, Huingapali, Chuchdun Atra Na Piryuk, Ilanka Chufaramiungut. My name is Polly, and my Chupik name is Na Piryuk, which means to sharpen. I was named after my great grandfather, and my ancestors originate from the region of Kisunak, which is on the Bering Sea coast and is known as a village called Chivak. Today, I am a learning and development associate with Family Wellness Warriors Initiative, and more importantly than that, my identity is a mom to three young ones who are learning from me every day. They are learning from my words and learning from my stories, which were learned from my mother's stories, who were her mother's stories. As Native people who have been a story people since ancient times, we know that our strengths, our resilience, and our stories are heard by the next generation. And growing up, I absorbed a lot of the teachings and the stories of my loved ones around me, especially from my aunties and grandparents. Their stories were the centerpiece of raising us. I remember when I first learned that I would become a mother. One of the first things my heart moved me to do was to call my grandmother in Chivak, because I knew that her words, her story words, would be encouraging and good to me. You see, my grandmother, her name is Ayukung, which is a healing plant that grows in the tundra. Having experienced much adversity and loss in her own life, as a child, she watched and learned from the women around her. She watched as they sewed. She watched as they wove grass baskets. She watched each stitch, and she watched as skin dolls came to life. And when she grew into adult age, she became a master skin sewer. And today, she is known beyond the tundra for her skill in sewing grass baskets, dolls, and parkas. And as her grandchildren, she passed many of her skills, her nurture, and her stories to us. So I called her that day that I found out that I would soon become a mom, because her story words would be good to me. These are the words that she shared with me. If you have a small child, a baby, you have to talk to them. He will listen. She will listen. She instructed me to hold my daughter in my arms and say good words such as, when you grow up, you will pick lots of berries. You will cut many fish. You will take good care of your children. My grandmother said, even if she is a baby, she will hear you. She will become the words that you speak. She told me also that if I am to have a baby son, that I should hold him in my arms and tell him these words as well. That I should look at him and say, you will grow up to be strong, a hard worker. You will catch many seals, and you will be a good fisherman. You will provide well for your family. My grandmother, with love and wisdom in her voice, said, Even if he is a baby, say those words to him. He will listen. He will become the words that you speak. Sometime later, after this conversation with my grandmother, I found myself in a vulnerable place. I was single, a new mother, and I found myself for the first time in a position of needing to reach out for help. It was a hard place for me to be because I thought reaching out to ask for help meant weakness. But here I was, realizing that as a student working in community, a new mom, and struggling to make ends meet, I needed help. Realizing that I couldn't do it alone, and that I felt very much alone, I walked into Kukin the Tribal Council and asked for help. From the very beginning, it was a daunting place for me to be, and I often thought, how will I make it out of this dark place? How is it that I can stand on my own two feet again? I felt like strength was far from me. From there, and walking into those doors of asking for help, I soon met a woman named Blanca. And from the very beginning, Blanca saw something in me. She believed in me in a way that I didn't even believe in myself anymore. And there she was, caring to hear my story, caring to see my heart, caring to know me and what my hopes were. She recognized even the tiny seed of hope that was somehow there, and her words were like a light to me. She would say things to me like, I see your determination. I see you. You're going to walk through this. And she would say, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep working. Keep working hard. You've got this. And through her words, and through her belief in me, I would walk out of Blanca's office glowing and knowing that I got this. I'm going to make it through. And in that place, I heard the echo of my grandmother's words. She will become the words that you speak. Because today, I remember the strength of Blanca's words and the way that she believed in me. She spoke life into me. As we close out October Domestic Violence Awareness and Action Month, let's close with knowing that our words can truly mean the difference in someone else's journey. We may not always know what to say when someone has shared their story of pain or their struggle with us, but words such as, I see you, I believe in you, I care to hear your story, can help that person to know that they don't need to journey alone. And that they matter. Our words can plant seeds of hope for that person that might be so needed in that time. And once again, thank you to KNBA for creating a space for South Central Foundation Family Wellness Warriors Initiative to share a story during Domestic Violence Awareness and Action Month. If you would like to share your story with others in a safe place and learn more about the virtual learning circles offered each day, please visit southcentralfoundation.com/events. Kuyana Chaknak Dung Chikamchi. Thank you very much, and we will see you all again.